God has a special purpose for you. You have a crucial part to play in the big plan of God. God has placed something in that particular area of your life that He wants to reveal. So the Word of God is absolutely powerful in trying to understand who you are, who you belong to. People join all kinds of clubs or different groups for many different reasons, but one primary reason that people join groups is because they want to belong to something. People must ask themselves, who do I belong to? What is the reason why I'm here? And the Word of God can help us to understand that. The Word of God can help us to understand whom we belong to. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so it's speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And actually the Bible talks about Jesus is actually the Word. So if we want to get to know God, the greatest example that we ever have, that have ever walked this earth, is the Lord Jesus Christ. If we want to know who we belong to as Christians, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Get to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen God. So that is an awesome way to get to know God, to get to know who we belong to, if we've given our lives to Him. John 6:63 says, it is the Spirit that gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. The words that I speak to you, Jesus said, they are spirit, and they are life. You have been created to live a life where you are in connection with God, that His Spirit flowing through you is like the air that you breathe. You are to be connected with Him. And He said, my words are spirit and they are life. So as you read the words of Jesus, you are actually receiving life. Allow His words to penetrate your spirit and let it wash over your spirit. And you'll begin again to have that zest of life, that knowing who you belong to. We have to serve somebody. And when we ask the question, who do we belong to? We could also ask the question, who are we serving? You have been created to worship someone. There is something on the inside of you that demands worship. We know there's a God-created part of us on the inside that gives us a knowledge that it's important to come together to worship something that is greater than ourselves. Something that is greater than what we have been experiencing up to this point in life. You got to serve somebody. We cannot fool ourselves and suggest that we only are serving ourselves. Because as long as you're serving yourself, you are keeping out God. God is not going to come and wait for you and just sit on the sidelines and watch you do whatever you do without Him. That's not the way He works. He's there for a purpose. He's there to connect with us. And God wants you to evaluate your connection today. He wants to impart life to you so that you will experience the joy that He came to give us. And Jesus wants to come in the scene of your life today. And maybe you know Jesus already, but He wants to come in a greater way. You know, the Bible says that Jesus said no one comes to Him unless the Father draws him. The Father wants to draw you into a relationship with Him so that you'll be able to receive life from the Son. That's an exciting thing. It's exciting to know that I don't have to go through this life alone. That Jesus, the one who has died for me, has paid the price so I can have a relationship with Him. And one of the primary ways that we walk into a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is to walk into His Word, is to read His wonderful Word, to get to know Him through His Word, and the Holy Spirit will reveal Himself through His Word. John 8:31 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you are my disciples. If you abide in me, in my word, you are my disciples. John 8:51, most assuredly I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death. He spoke that in the context of what God spoke when He told Adam and Eve, do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said, then the day that you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. Now, what was He talking about? Because when Adam and Eve sinned, as we know, if we know the Bible at all, we realize that they didn't die physically, but they died spiritually. They became separated from God. And Jesus said in the same way, he said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death." In other words, he shall never be separated from God. Are you open to the Father drawing you to Jesus? Who do we belong to? Jesus said, Holy Spirit was coming. Father's going to use him to draw you to me. And so we belong to, really, when we look at it, we belong to the Father, we belong to the Spirit, we belong to the Son. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's who we belong to as we are believers in Christ.